The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down, episode 184. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
The name is Cable. Remember it.
Carlos Romero.
What up, what up, what up?
And Adam Vale.
Oh, looks like we got zombie games for days, right? Call of Duty giving us all these zombies. Who gives a shit?
Damn, man, it's already getting heat started, son.
Yo, man, the heat.
Yo, we'll talk about it a little in just a minute. But, okay, I'm going to give an analogy right now. Hope we don't get demonetized, right? Okay, I heard this a while ago. Basically, it was like a porno director, right? He was saying that one of the reasons he doesn't like being a porno director is because sometimes he'll go into the set and the actors are already fucking, you know, before they shoot it. I kind of feel that way sometimes with Throwdown. It's like I come in here and these motherfuckers already start talking about the topics. I'm like, guys, save it for the show, please.
But when you talk it out a little bit, and then you can go into it a little bit more.
You know,
Adam
went in, man. But anyway, no Chris action tonight. He is still recovering, but he's probably going to be popping up in the chat. You know. Brian is, he's going to the wedding, you know, the royal wedding.
And man, Brett, he's the one marrying them too.
Yeah, he is. And he's officiating the shit, you know? and Brett is seeing, Deadpool, or not Black Panther, Deadpool. I just feel like this is both of them.
Throwing up gang signs. What's up with you? This is a family friend show.
You know?
Hey, listen, you know, they've been doing that cross arm thing for years.
Yeah. Remember Wolverine? That was his thing. Hold on, I got to get right. Wolverine did that shit. Remember
Generation
that?
X?
Generation yeah, X. Those were fucking CM Punk used to do that too.
Yeah, so yeah, Black Panther. No, man, Black Panther did it first, man. He did it first. All right, so yeah, because there's no Brett here, we're probably going to end the show in about 40 minutes.
Nice.
You know, we get back to our Vitas.
That's
oh, thanks. God. All right, man, let's get into it, man. So the first thing, we got to talk about State of Decay 2. So we're my zombie games.
Wait. Hold on. I'm gonna say this. There was a State of Decay 1?
Yes. Manny, here's the thing. I played a little bit of State of Decay 2 maybe a year ago on PC. Mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't know they made a first one. You know? By the way, I'm going to be a little bit of an asshole. It's just like because I got this game to review. It was the same time. Like, they made a runner 1 and 2. You know? So, yeah, State of Decay 2, probably the next big. Is this the first big Xbox? No, it's not. It's a second.
Cuphead.
No, I'm talking about for 2018.
Did Cuphead come out to 2018?
Nah, man, that was last summer, son.
Last year?
Yeah, man.
Oh, it all blends together.
Yeah, so anyway, so this is the next big Xbox game to come out. And not surprising, I guess, the reviews have not been so good. This morning, it was at 72 on Metacritic, right? And a couple hours later, it was 69, which seems to be the magic number. That was also the review score of whatchamacallit of Sea of Thieves. Pretty interesting. But as I think Manny and I noticed, 77 is the score on for the PC version. So apparently the Xbox One version is kind of buggy. You know?
Is it? What about the people's version? You know, the people's review. You know, that's the score that I always look at.
Gave them without liking. A couple of hours.
Come down a couple of hours. Because that's the one that matters. Because, I mean, how many times have we seen a game where it gets, you know, great reviews and then people just hate on it because they're like, nah, this ain't that great. Or it's vice versa sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you we've know, seen
people
that.
People like, no, this is bullshit. That those fucking reviews are getting paid off because this game isn't all that. So we'll see.
Yeah, but again, like, to the Xbox owners here, which is pretty much everybody here but Manny, do we really care about this? I don't. It's like another zombie game, whatever, you know?
After hearing some of the reviews, reading some of the reviews, and they're all pretty much saying the same thing. It's more of State of Decay, and it feels a lot like the remastered one that they did when they pushed it to Xbox One. And if that's the case...
I didn't even know they remastered this shit.
Yeah, when Microsoft bought the studio, they did a whole new version, well, an upgraded edition version for the console. You know, and that one was like $29, same price. You know, and that's the one that I have. You know, and I had the PC version before Microsoft bought them on Steam. So when I heard that, and it's one of those like where there's still no story, it's just continuous. You know, you just keep going. What's the objective? No objective. It's like Sea of Thieves. Just go out there and survive. Save people. They die. Save some more people. You die.
AKA a bread game.
Yeah.
It's a bread game. You know? He was hyped for this shit too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he wanted to play it.
I don't like those type of games because I need an end point. So that way I know, like a goal, an end goal. So that way I can move on to something else. I don't have all the time in the world to just say, you know what, I'm just going to play this shit forever. Nope, don't work that way. You know, so when I saw that, I was like, you know what, it's more of the same. You know, and so I'm good. I don't need it. I'm good with what I have.
Go ahead, Carlos.
I'm not a big fan of these games where kind of a lot of the fun comes from sort of you and like your interactions. I guess a lot of us here are goal oriented when it comes to video games. We all want the game to be like, okay, so this is what you're supposed to do. This is the point of the game. Like sometimes like we don't do good with like the point of the game is for you to make the point.
Oh, no.
You know, Carlos, I hate to cut you off. I just need to say, am I wrong in thinking, and again, I'm not saying that they are this, but am I wrong in saying or believing that that's lazy game design? I don't know. I just feel like that's lazy. And like, well, here, there's a bunch of shit. You make it up. It's like, really?
Well, I think... I mean that's what I've said a lot about a lot of these kind of open worldy type of games where it's just like they just create this system and just kind of let you run rampant in it. And you know, I feel like, you know, one thing, I mean, if the one thing about getting you kind of cut off the story side of it, you just kind of make things just to make things, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, Carlos, continue, man. I just had to throw it in. Like, am I crazy here? Because I'm like, it's like somebody, hey, like, I want to watch a movie. Okay, and they throw paper and a pen at me. Yeah, go ahead, write your own movie. It's like, okay, what the fuck?
It's funny because it's not like even that. It's almost like it's weird because it's kind of like the way old PC games used to work, where it's like a game like Doom, right? Doom has a story. But the thing is that when you got Doom or you got a lot of PC games, they just give you a cheesy text file of what the story was to the game. And you're like, okay, here we go.
But the difference is Doom still has a goal. This has no goal.
This is just
play.
Doom
survive.
Still has a goal. Yeah, they even give you points and shit. Anyway, Carlos, continue, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of it is sort of we come up with a cool gaming mechanic and we just let you run wild with it. And I understand that a lot of people like that kind of stuff, and it's fine. But for us, we're not that fond of those kinds of games. And it sucks because sort of 69 is not going to do it any favors to Microsoft because, like, immediately got panned by everyone, including a lot of like Sony fanboys, where it's like, I got a 69, you guys suck, or you got a 71, like this game sucks, which it doesn't really mean that, but it's still kind of sort of like there's like the whole anticipation after God of War. It's like, what's going to be Microsoft's response? And that's what everyone has put on like the next Xbox exclusive game. And unfortunately, State of Decay is not that kind of game that can compete with that. So yeah, it's really interesting to see how this game is going to do like sales wise. Is it going to get a Game Pass like boost like it did with Sea of Thieves, or is it going to sell well? Or it's just interesting. I don't know how many people actually want to play this type of game, especially on Xbox. I don't know, like on PC this game I think would do really well. On Xbox I'm just not too sure what the core fan base will take to this kind of game.
Yeah, for sure. Chris Seeley, he's joining us in the chat. He goes, whatever happened to ninjas kidnapping the president or Godzilla showing up? The point of games, you know? But yeah, Carlos, I'm with you. It's like, who is this game really for? We even asked that with Sea of Thieves. Like, who is this really for? Like, it kind of makes sense for the PC crowd. The Xbox crowd doesn't really. I know, you know, whatchamacallit, they have guns in State of Decay, so that's something. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. Isn't it kind of a survival-ish kind of game too? On top of that,
yeah it's like a DayZ kind of thing.
Yeah, no, man. Ain't nobody trying to play that. You know, I know some people are. By the way, Carlos, when you say most of us, just say all of us in this panel today. You know,
oh yeah, I'm including Brett and everyone else, but I'm pretty sure Brett is a fan of these kinds of things. We know he's a fan of these kind of things, so yeah, I'm just encapsulating everyone.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I got
here
you,
but... and not here.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, you guys know me. I'm not really caring about these zombie games. I didn't even know they made a State of Decay 1, you know, when I heard about this shit. I was like, where the fuck is the first one? You know, so, yeah, it's like you're capturing two things I don't like, survival games and fucking, you know, zombie games. Like, yeah, I'm not. That's not going to sell me, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Does this game have weapon fragility? I don't even know. But it'll be like the third kryptonite for us.
Yeah. No, some other guys in the chat, what is going on, people? Let me give some shout outs real quick. Nightmare, it's a new name, man. What's going on? Mighty Nightmare. Nerd. My man Hussein, G Megaforce, Tsar is great. You know, shout out to all you guys. So yeah, just a couple comments on the game. Hussein says they should have delayed the game. Would that have helped?
No, I don't think that would have helped. It's not gonna change anything.
It's gonna be the same shit.
Yeah, according to them, this is how they wanted it. You know what I mean? It's not like a rush. They didn't have like, oh, well, listen, we had this whole story planned, right? You're going to get from point A to point B. You get a helicopter. You jump out. No, they didn't have any of that. It was just like, no, this is it. This is what we wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, shout out to you, Nightmare. He goes, he loves the show. That's awesome. Thanks, yeah, man. But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, you could polish. I'm not. By the way, I am not saying this game is bad fundamentally. I'm not saying just to clear the air. We're not saying that. It's just this isn't the type of game we like. Just get that out there. So if you can make it the best version of the type of game it is, we still wouldn't like it, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not saying this game is bad or anything. We haven't played it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I played it, but again, it wasn't bad. It's just, you know?
Yeah, but we know what type of games we like, and this is the type of game that we're not going to be too fond of. So we just like tread lightly with these kinds of games because we don't want to like sort of offend anybody that does like these kinds of games.
You know,
it's like we respect you that you like these kinds of games, but it's not our cup of tea. But we understand that it's the big thing right now. It's like it's the thing everyone's talking about. And a lot of it, unfortunately, is for just bad reasons.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. This review score, even though, you know, and I think most of us here, correct me if I'm wrong, are not exactly too fond, or at least we're not too reliant on review scores. But the main public is, they're going to see this shit is not going to do well, you know? Have any of you guys seen any of, like, major review guys, like, on YouTube talking about this game? Like, any reactions out there?
I haven't seen anything, but then again, I'm not paying attention.
I just wanted to hear about if they made any changes, like for the story progression, and I was like, "Oh, there's none of that. Thanks. Okay, so then what's the point? What's the again? Like we said, I need an angle. I need something. Oh, there is none. Just keep playing. I can't do that.
Yeah, keep playing. If the angle is make your own fun, it's not exactly an angle. I'm sorry.
All day and stuff and building it and building community and have them die and then have to keep doing it over and over again. For what? No reason. Just keep doing it.
Because it's fun. No, I'm sorry. That shit don't fly, man.
The only thing I've seen of it, I've seen sites or YouTubers is the Eurogamer tweets that you posted, Tony.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Let's talk about that. Go ahead. Tell them what the tweet was. This shit is hilarious.
So the one that I remember right off the bat is the one where they're like talking about the comment section, and it's like the World War Z footage where all the zombies are just fucking going crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, man. I don't know. I guess I'm assuming they give it a bad score or not a great score, maybe.
Yeah, what happened was I didn't see the score myself or read the review, but apparently Eurogamer did not give a very favorable review to State of the K2, and you know, the Xbox fanboys, they went crazy, hence that GIF. And then apparently also today, Eurogamer won an award for something or other, and they said, hey, I'm surprised we won this award because this guy here, this gaming expert, says we don't deserve shit. And it was just some guy railing on him.
Yeah, someone was telling them they should be blacklisted and stuff, and it's like, does a gaming site have to give great review scores?
But you can't make everyone happy. That's the thing. And then let's say if they praise the shit out of it, then like us, we'd be like, what are you talking about? And then there's probably the other people like, nah, I don't think it deserves it. Where's the progression? What's changed, really? You know, so it's a no-win situation.
Yeah, but you know, and here's the funny thing, because this game's not out for the public yet, is it? So I'm like, how do you know that the game is good? How do you know it isn't bad? You know, we say this about every game, basically. It's like, man, I remember with God of War 3, right? That game got, I'm talking about the original God of War 3. That game got good reviews. Oh, the game sucks. How could you give it that? It's like, have you played the game, bro? You know, it's insane. You hear it all the time with these dumbasses, man.
And then when the reviews don't match a person's preconceived ideas, all of a sudden it becomes something like media bias.
Oh, yeah. That was going around. You know, oh, here's the media bias again. There's shit on Xbox again. Here's the media bias. It's like, maybe the game's just not good. How about that? You know?
I don't understand people, why people just let these sorts of things kind of their fanboyism blind them from what is, from what's there, from, making these, shoot comments of, these guesses on things that they haven't played yet or will never play. So
it's called confirmation bias, man. They want that.
But the thing is that, again, it's like, why do you, if you're so sure that you bought the thing that you wanted, right? And if this game, State of Decay, is the thing that you want, what's to stop you from what anybody actually has to say about it? If you already plan to buy State of Decay or any other game that gets a bad review, then go get it.
There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody likes something that other people don't like. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, this goes both ways.
Unless it's Black Ops 4, then we got problems.
Are you trying to segue us, Adam?
Yeah.
A little bit. I can't let
that. Yeah, anyway, Carlos, were you going to say it goes the other way?
Yeah, also, there's, when it turned midnight, I don't know when the embargo went in, a whole bunch of people were just waiting for those rescores, mainly ponies, that just were waiting for it to get, 60s and 70s just to crap on it and be like, oh, this game, is this your great hope? And it's like,
yeah, come on, guys. And that too. It's like, why are you even looking over there? If you don't care about the Xbox, and you shouldn't even be looking at whatever they're doing. You just concentrate on whatever you're playing, and that's about it. So, you got God of War.
Yeah, Manny, why didn't you be looking at the stage? Think about this, Manny. These guys are, they got God of War, they got PlayStations. They're waiting till 3 a.m. for these reviews to drop. Like, what? Play your games, motherfucker. You know,
there's plenty of games out there you could be playing.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Richard Bailey is in the chat room and he's giving us some insider information.
Oh shit, breaking up. Beep, 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 beep.
Apparently Carlos is gonna get State of Decay 2.
Oh shit. Oh, and he spreads fake news. Damn, Bailey's on a roll.
When did did I say that? Oh,
he's fucking with you, man. This is Rich. You know how he goes.
Shit.
By the way, Kristen.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard about these Nintendo rumors. But since Brett is in here and we're in danger of ending the show very early, please text me the link to this and we'll happily talk about it tonight. Oh, man. All right.
The Nintendo stuff?
But honestly, think, even if Brett was here, I mean, he'd probably go on a rant about State of Decay, but he definitely isn't going to go on a rant about, the new Call of Duty.
He might. But anyway, Adam, I know you've been wanting to talk about it. So actually, let me prep you. Okay. So today we got the official announcement for Call of Duty Black Ops 4, right? And remember a couple weeks ago, it was rumored that the game wouldn't have a single player campaign and that would have Battle Royale. Today, all that was confirmed. No single player whatsoever. They said the campaign is going to be embedded into the multiplayer somehow. They got zombies, as always, and they got Battle Royale. And the reception was interesting. I'm going to give it to the Call of Duty guy here. Adam, go ahead, man. What's going on with this game, bruh?
All right. So let's see. Let's start this off. All right. So, you know, I was excited for this. Remember? But I was like, oh, no, this is horrible that they're getting rid of the campaign stuff. I like Black Ops. I like the series. I like the story. You know, I like the fact that, and I, one of the things I kept telling everybody, I was like, oh, Tony, you're going to be cool with this one because this is the series that has the four-player co-op for campaign and the progression carries over to multiplayer. You know, that's great. And that's only in the Black Ops series. Now that's gone. It's like, okay, I get it. You know, the rumors were they were having some production issues going on with the campaign, so they had to scrap it. And then they decided just to focus on the multiplayer and this battle royale, supposedly that wasn't going to be ready, but now they're all focusing on it since the campaign has been scrapped. That was the rumor that came out, right? So for me, I just felt like that was a little far-fetched. Think about it. They have 2 years. That's the cycle they have, right? They have the three studios, and it gives each of them 2 years to work on the title. I just couldn't fathom that within those 2 years, that just a few months ago, or even last month, they said, you know what? Yeah, we're not going to be ready by October. Sorry, we should have told you earlier, but yeah, we're not going to happen. It just didn't make sense. You know what I mean? It's like, especially they're not a new studio. You know, Treyarch's been around for days. I mean, they know what they're doing. So I'm like, yeah, this is going to be okay. This isn't true. And then this, the reveal comes out today. So I'm like, okay, I'm expecting, you know, the zombies and all that stuff. And it was started off with the multiplayer, which looked a lot like just regular multiplayer. And they're like, yeah, it's boots on the ground. And I was like, okay, that's great. And then they're like, now let's go into the zombies because that's what you guys want. And I'm like, no, I don't think anybody wanted that. I mean, you guys always put it in the zombie mode as like an addition, but I don't know anyone, and I know a lot of hardcore Call of Duty guys, anyone that's like, damn, I can't wait for that zombie mode. No, people like playing it as a side piece, but that's not the main piece. And it's like, after one map, then they talked about another map, and guess what? We're giving you three. So basically what they're doing is, because every time a DLC comes out with new maps, they always throw in one zombie map. So they're just giving us all three. Right up the front. They're like, oh, here's all three. Enjoy. I was like, no, we don't want this. why? And I'm looking at the clock, and I have my buddy looking at me. He's like, yo, they're like 20 minutes in just talking about zombies. I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. You know. And then you can look online. Everybody's like, where's this Battle Royale? When are they going to announce it? When are they going to announce it? The show is about to end, and they haven't said shit. Then they finally come out, and they talk about, you know, Blackout, and it's all, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. And then they start announcing, oh, it's going to have planes, it's going to have boats, you know, it's going to have vehicles, it's going to have all your throwback maps, it's going to have throwback characters from other versions, and more. I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't Battle Royale, this is Battlefield Conquest. They're giving us Conquest mode. For those who don't know, Conquest mode is in the Battlefield games, and that already is 60, you know, people, battles, vehicles, large map. That's all of this. Battle Royale is not that. Battle Royale is you like sort of like how they set it up. You drop in, your last man survives, or teams. Okay, but when you start adding all those other elements, that's a different game. You know, that's something that we've already seen. And I'm like, okay, let's hear some more. Nope, that's it, folks. Now, oh, by the way, we have no campaign, but guess what? Let's watch that multiplayer video again. Have a good
one. That was fucking hilarious, man. Holy
shit. It's like he said everything real quick because he didn't want any boos. He didn't want any questions or anything like what? And he just booked off the stage.
Nah, well, like the people that were in the show were some fucking fanboys, man. People were getting hyped up over the most minute shit.
Well, they flew them out. Those are the YouTubers. You know, some of them I follow, and they were in the crowd, and they were like, yeah, people were hyped because they're there and the whole thing. But then after, they were like, wait a minute. We were expecting more info on the Battle Royale. I mean, that's supposed to be – that's the meat and potatoes right there, right? The campaign is gone. Yeah. You're replacing it with this, and then you give it like, what, not even 4 minutes. And you know, on this hour presentation, that was some bullshit. That was a smack in the face. And you know what that did again? That's like, fuck, when everyone's like, oh, fake news runs the internet. You know what? Fake news didn't run shit on this one. It was on point because clearly they have nothing to show, or else they would have shown it. They would have said it. They would have said, hey, by the way, it's 50 on 50 or whatever. Here's we have the maps. Here's a little gameplay of that. None of that shit.
Yeah, they didn't. That surprised me. They didn't do any like an online demo. Demo or something,
nothing, and that shows to me, that tells me that that leak was right. They don't have anything, and this is a last ditch effort, because what they said was that the other group was working on this battle royale mode, and they said, yeah, it's someone working on, but this is going to be like an add-on piece. This is going to come later down the road. This is not going to be part of the launch. Well, now it has to be part of the launch because there's no campaign and you can't just have multiplayer and zombies. I mean, I couldn't believe they spent like a half an hour just talking about damn zombies.
I think they spent most time on that.
They've never done that. And all these press conferences, the history of the damn zombie mode, it's always been, oh yeah, we got this one thing and there you go. Enjoy.
The worst part of that is they're trying to incorporate like a semi-story on that. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, because the zombie modes have always had some weird stories. Yeah. Remember, they had Hoffman in it. They've had Malkovich.
Ron Perlman was in one of them.
Ron Perlman was in one. Jeff Goldblum was in one also for the last one. And it's like they have these weird little stories, right? And that's always been its own little thing. I guess
like these kind of crazy supernatural stories they would use.
Supernatural stories. But that ended in the last one. But the whole thing is like that's a side piece. And now they're bringing it to the front. And it's kind of like for a lot of people that just play the multiplayer, that are strictly into the multiplayer, and that's it. They're like, well, none of this attracts me. I don't really care about, you know, clearing a room, getting points to open up a door, going into another room, getting points, unlock a gun, open up a door, go fetch some other things to turn different knobs on. That's what you do in that. That's all it is, like a haunted house type of thing. You know, and it doesn't matter the environment. It's still the same premise. You're still going around from point A to point B, have to get a certain amount of kills to get a certain score to open up a door. There's a lot of people don't want that.
Yeah, by the way, straight. Who's in the comments says, that's not true. He wants zombies. Personally, he likes zombies as much as the multiplayer and the campaign, if not more. So there's definitely people that like zombies.
Okay, No. There's some people that like zombies, but I'm saying that for the majority, I mean, when you go to these competitions, when you see that they're doing their leaderboards and doing, they're not adding zombies in that. You know, when they're doing these tournaments, when Call of Duty does the tournaments, it's all about the multiplayer. They're not doing the zombies. You know, what I did like is the fact they added bots. Bots is great because there's so many times where
it's been a long time since there's been bots.
Shit, they should have had that. They should have had co-op bots, and especially if these bots revive you. Because yeah, there's some games that add co-op bots, and those guys don't do shit. You die, you're down, you're done. But then when they go down, you have to revive them. Mm-hmm. You know, so whatever, that's fine. You know, and the whole thing is, they say, fine, you like. There's going to be people that like the zombies, but to say that that's the focus for this one, because that's what they were telling us. That's the focus. When you start spending half an hour just talking zombie modes, this is Black Ops zombie modes with like mixed stories. Because the whole thing with the Black Ops series is that you're the Black Ops. You're this group, elite group, and you're following their story. That's where it comes from. But now that's scrapped. You know, these three different zombie maps are three different environments. One of them was that you're on the Titanic, it looked like, you know, and you're fighting zombies on a boat. The other one looked like you were in a gladiator temple, you know, and an arena, and you're fighting, you know, guys that got converted into zombies. And I was like, okay, but what does this have to do with Black Ops? You know, it doesn't. It doesn't have anything to do with it. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like those zombie modes were always attachments. It's just like they're in World War, you know, II. Does it have anything to do with World War II? No, it's just, you know, add on piece, go play, have some fun. You know, I play them, but I don't see it as a focal for me. I don't ever play one and say, damn, this could have been a game in its own. I should have just bought this shit. That's what I'm talking about. Because this does not feel like a Black Ops. Nothing that they announced feels like a Black Ops. They should have just scrapped it and called it something else. Like a Call of Duty multiplayer something something. You know, because that's all it is. They kept saying, we're going to focus heavy on multiplayer. Right? He opened up with that. This year, focusing heavy on multiplayer. Focus heavy. Oh, okay. We get it. You know, and then obviously it was just multiplayer, zombie. Oh, yeah, we got the Battle Royale. God, peace. Got to go. You know, when he clearly knows that everybody wants to know what's in your version of the Battle Royale. And yeah, the fact that they couldn't offer anything shows they don't have anything. you know.
Or it could be three threes a couple weeks away, and they're going to show shit there, which is what I'm pretty sure they're going to do. You know, by the way, Adam's yeah, Reggie, our man, Weapon X, he goes. He isn't happy with what you're saying right now, basically.
It's okay. I don't understand.
He wants to know if you've played a game to make these claims.
Play the game? I played enough zombie games from Call of Duty to say yes, I could say that. I played them all. I played multiplayer. I prestiged multiple times, even in the last one. That's what I do. Call of Duty is what I do. So tell me, I don't like what you're saying. This is my opinion from someone who lives and breathes and put over 100-some hours in the damn games.
So games, by the way, games. Yeah, games. Yeah.
I have that damn right. I bought that shitty version on Vita, okay? I got ripped off at launch. You know what I mean? And this is my view. Remember, when this first got announced, I didn't shit on it. Remember? I was like, yo, give it benefit of doubt. This is going to be hot. This is Activision. This is Treyarch. This is a big studio. It's going to be awesome. Right now, yeah. I'm not impressed.
Wait, Reggie, why are you surprised that I'm letting Adam go off? I want this. This is what I want on this show. I want him to go off, man. By the way, Adam, my man straight, he says, I shunned COD from my life years ago because it's a bad game that doesn't improve and has microtransactions. But I'm contemplating getting this one because of the emphasis on zombies.
Yeah, and straight is a zombie.
There you go. So then if that's the case, that
doesn't make any sense because every single Call of Duty game had a zombie mode. Did you buy those other games?
No, but this is a bigger one. Modes. Yeah, that is true though. That is true.
And you know what? It's not bigger one. What they did was they just gave us what they usually give us in the DLC.
Yeah,
I get the season passes. Everybody knows when you get the packs, you get your maps, and you always get one zombie mode. Right. Yeah. So now we got three of them right off the bat, and they were like, "There you go. You got three right off the bat." I'm like, three off the bat with multiplayer maps. What else? What do you mean? Why are you acting like you're doing me a favor? You're not doing me a favor.
This is this is the part that they had. This is the one part of this game that they actually had in development that was going on schedule. So rather than just delay the game, they just said, all right, you know, the story mode on the normal story mode is not working. So just throw them all the zombie shit that we're going to give them later.
Like we knew we were getting multiplayer. Every Call of Duty comes up with multiplayer. Multiplayer is fun. It's great. It's where majority of people live. They live in the multiplayer. We knew that. We knew they were going to make tweaks with the weapons and the systems and the different skill bits. We get all that. But when they started focusing just on zombies and going on and on about the zombies, it's like, all right, so if you look at the box, if you were someone that walked into a store and like, all right, here's Black Ops 4, and you ask Skyworks, all right, so tell me about this game. So we got this campaign. What's the store? What's going on? Where are they now, right? What are they? They went after, like, was it a Pablo Escobar? They did all these crazy. Where are they doing it? Well, they're not doing anything now. It's not done here. Okay, so what I'm doing is what's the bread and butter of this? Well, multiplayer. Okay, multiplayer. All right. What? And then the zombies. Okay, you get three zombie maps. Okay, battle royale mode. Hopefully, by then he'll have all kinds of shit to say. You know. And it's like, okay, that's multiplayer and stuff. It's like, okay, so how much is this? It's $60. Okay, so $60, a whole lot of multiplayer. That's a different audience. That's a different audience. That's a different game. This is not a Black Ops game. This is something else.
It's only Black Ops at this point in time. Black Ops in name.
That's it.
Black Ops in name only because they couldn't get that thing. So I mean, they theoretically could have renamed this some other Call of Duty game and just called it a day.
Yeah. If you ask anybody who, even casuals, a lot of people like to say, oh, there's a lot of casuals, just like we talked about with the Madden gamers and stuff. They just go out there minus. They get the Madden because they're in the sports series. We get it. You know, I get the FIFAs every year. Well, not anymore. I'm done. But, you know, the whole thing with the Call of Duty, they'll always say, it's like, well, I like it because the over-the-top Michael Bay story, you know, it gets all crazy and stuff. And, well, that's not in this one. You know, they're going to lose a lot of people. Maybe, there's going to be a lot of people that just get it just to have that experience, to be part of that over-the-top movie type feel. And they're not going to do it. Even if we looked at True Achievements, talked about it, Trophy Hunters and stuff talked about it. When you look at based off of the stats, just when certain chapters, people use a cutoff, chapter 3, chapter 4, whatever. After that, everything's like ultra rare. Still, that's like 20-30% of people that did play the campaign that got to a certain point. And if that's all they play, then you're losing all these people because they don't care about all this other multiplayer stuff. You know, I get what they were trying to say. I get what they're trying to do, but they can't just bundle it under a known name like Black Ops. It should have just been called something else. They should have said, you know what? This year, the crew that usually does Black Ops is going in a new direction, and here's a new name. just like years ago when they said they were going to make a strictly multiplayer version, you know, they should have done that. So then that way they can always come back to it, because any money bet that all the money in production that they did on that story, that's still there. And we're still going to get that, but later down the road. You know, I don't believe that they're going to scrap all that.
You know, we'll have to see. By the way, some of the comments here are hilarious. Matthew says, zombies make sense here. The series is clearly dead. Straight also says he's never heard a casual say they bought Call of Duty for the campaign. That's true.
Oh, I know a lot. I know a lot. And then that's
Adam.
Funny,
he wants to know what you. Reggie, why are you defending this game so much, bro?
He likes it, and I'm glad somebody likes it, because hopefully this lives up to something.
He wants to know what would you name the game if not Black Ops? What would you name it?
I would call it Duty multiplayer. No, either that Call of Duty multiplayer. Reggie, if he's such a big fan of this, then he remembers when they were pitching the idea of just coming up with just a multiplayer version to work with their tournaments, and that they were going to have new maps and it was going to be yearly. It's going to be like a season type of thing, where sort of like what Rainbow Six Siege wants to do, you know, what it's doing, where it gets a new maps and it's like, oh, this year one, year two, year three. That's what they wanted to do with Call of Duty. They just never did it because they know a large majority of people were not playing the campaign, and they were putting a lot of money in the campaign. They were getting big name actors to do the voice work, and they were doing that, and they see it. People just don't play it, but they expect it. They expect it. So it's like, I get them changing it, and that's when I, when we first heard the leaks and the rumors of no campaign, I was still cool with it. Remember? I said it. You guys don't believe me? Go back to that episode. I was still cool with it. I just said, let's just give them benefit for the doubt. But this is a big doubt. There's a lot of shit that they didn't talk about, and they just threw a lot of old shit at us. They even said that they were throwing old shit. Oh, we're taking old maps that you liked, and we're putting them all together in one big world. And they announced that when they talked about the Blackout. I'm like, that's not what? So you're just taking a bunch of stuff and you're stitching them together. You're making like a big blanket, you know? So it's like, I'm going to run through one part and be like, oh, I remember this from Black Ops 1. And then I'm going to run through another part. Come on now. I want something completely new. I don't want a throwback map.
Shout out to Daniel J for the super chat, brother. Appreciate that. You know what they
should call this game?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty MP. MP edition. You know, that's it. They want to emphasize and just multiplayer. This is it. Just get it. It's all multiplayer, you know, and they can add all the seasons and stuff and do the tournaments and do all the crazy stuff. Don't put it under Black Ops, Adam, because those that follow Black Ops 1, 2, and 3 are expecting a damn campaign and a story and something going on.
Is it just me, or does this game look way more colorful than previous Call of Duty games? At least Black Ops games.
Black Ops 3 was colorful. I noticed that.
Okay.
For the multiplayer, I noticed that right off the bat when I was playing. I was like, wow, this is kind of bright, because there was a lot of jungle warfare and doing that stuff. But then they had the jumping around and the jetpacks and all the craziness, and that threw me off.
That's why Black Ops the one with the brothers, or is that Ghosts?
That's Ghosts.
Oh, okay.
Black Ops is with the team that they would just bounce around from different time zones, like the time frames. Sometimes they were in the 60s, and then they would jump to the 80s, 70s, and then to the future time. They had the guy from in the last one, which was all over the place. It was like a weird mindfuck. The guy that was from Oz, and he's also in the series Happy. I forgot his name.
Robert De Niro.
No, not Robert De Niro. But anyway, it's a big name actor. And Al Pacino. He was the main character in that one, you know, and the campaign was all over the place. Wasn't great, but it was still fun. I still had my buddies jump in, jump out. We did the whole thing on hardcore, and I think we did on Legendary too. But it was fun. That's what I liked about Black Ops. Hell, remember, I talked about that when I was hyping this game before with the leaks. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. We could all do the Twitch stream. We'll stream this. We'll all jump in, do the campaign. You know, that's what I was expecting. That's what a lot of people, and when I mean casuals, people that don't follow all this BS news about no campaign, this and that, that just say, you know, I'm just going to get the new Call of Duty. We talked about that before when we see the sales. Remember with the space one that came out, Infinite? We're like, why did it still sell? The reviews are bad. Because there's people that just can't, that just get it. They don't give a shit. They know what they're getting into because they've seen they know what they're expecting. They've seen it from the previous ones. They're expecting a big Michael Bay experience. So, you know what? My buddies are all going to jump in. We're all going to play this shooter together. Of course, we're going to get it. I'm getting it every year. That's what they do.
Adam, was the guy Christopher Maloney?
Yes. There you go.
There you go. Mighty Nerd, shout out to you, brother.
Yep, there you go. Yep, Chris Maloney. So he was the main character that was in 3. You know, so they always get the big names. So there's a lot of craziness going on with the stories. But that's my point. It's like when this one comes, there's going to be people that just go out there and say, they don't follow all the gaming news, but they follow certain series of just buying them. And they're going to be like, oh, the new Call of Duty's out? Of course, I'm going to get that. And then when they load it up and they notice certain things missing and they're getting thrown into, oh, here, just keep playing more zombie mode and multiplayer. That's cool, but that shouldn't be the focus, which is why I was really hyped on the Battle Royale mode that they kept hyping. They would say, oh, it's going to have it. Okay, so that's the big reveal. Tell us more about that. And they didn't. They showed a weird fucking video, and then the guy walked off stage. Nothing. You know, and that's bullshit, because what they did talk about did not sound like a Battle Royale. It sounded like Conquest mode.
Yeah, I'm really surprised they didn't show, like, they literally didn't show any gameplay. It's like this game comes out in, what, 4 months?
Yeah, and that's the thing. This is, I mean, we all know it. That this is the hotness, right? Battle Royale, that's the hotness in the gaming world. Look at Fortnite, killing it. So obviously you would think, all eyes, if you want the buzz and you want the attention, you show off something in this world. In this
E3, mode. Guys, come on. You know they're going to show it at E3.
Well, yeah. No, it doesn't matter. This was their event. This is. If you ever watch their shit, this is what they hype up more than E3, because this is for their fans. This is for their hardcore to go buy, pre-order, do all that jazz.
The only reason why I would see it on E3 is because they have that marketing deal with Sony.
Yeah, Adam, to quote you, they got to show something, you know?
They got
to
have something.
They got to show something, you know? So hopefully they show something.
They will. I guarantee I'll put money on that. I'm like Carlos right now. I'll bet on that shit.
I'm pissed.
Yo, man, you want to make a bet?
And the only reason why I'm pissed is because I didn't want to believe those leaks. And so far, fucking leaks are 100% spot on. And if that continues on, that means this is 50 on 50. That means that this is not going to have the big impact that everyone thinks. The frame rate's not going to be there. The quality's not going to be there. Did you notice they did a big segment about the PC version?
Yeah.
They talked a lot about this PC version. And they were like, oh, we're really bringing multiplayer to PC. And I'm like, are you telling us that the PC version is going to definitely be far superior than the console? Because I really think that's what you're saying. You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if we do get a dumbed down version, especially if it is for the Battle Royale mode. But the PC version gets the butter one, you know, yeah. The 100
PC?
My PC? Yeah,
it's going to be one of those, because I've never seen that, especially when at the end, the kissing ass with thanks PlayStation. Yo, you just spent like another 20 minutes talking about how badass your PC version is.
We got 4K HDR, yeah, motherfucker.
You didn't say anything about how the PS
version. Our shit is butter right here on PC.
Pro version's going to be. You kept talking about the PC version.
Yeah, you know, by the way,
all that shit didn't make
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, good segue, though. What do you guys think about the fact that this game is going to be exclusive to Battle.net? You can't buy this on Steam. It's only through Battle.net. Very interesting.
I'm seeing it right now. There's like a little icon in my Battle.net. It's like Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Ain't that about a bitch? And it's going to have all those things. It makes sense, by the way. Call of Duty's Activision, Blizzard's Activision.
It's their network. It's their thing. And they're like, oh, yeah, you could talk to your friends on Overwatch and Diablo. And I don't give a shit.
What about dedicated servers? Everybody seems to love those shits. You know?
Yeah, well, it's going to need it. It's definitely going to need it for this. Especially for the Battle Royale. Definitely going to need dedicated. And that's what I'm saying. It's like the way everything was pointing is that if you want the true experience of this version, this multiplayer Call of Duty, you're going to have to get on your PC, on a high-end PC. You know, they didn't say anything else about the console. They just started kissing ass for PlayStation toward the end. Thanks to our partners at PlayStation. Well, you didn't show anything off on the Pro. You didn't say anything special. So I don't see it. So we'll have to wait for E3 and see what they show. But, man, I was not impressed. And then what we got Battlefield talking about, they have their Battle Royale mode, and they're going to announce that. Now, they already have Conquest, like I said, which sounds a lot like what Black Ops is bringing. So their Battle Royale better be a Battle Royale.
Matthew says, I don't get why people are tired of Battle Royale. I look at it like any other multiplayer mode, like Capture the Flag or Deathmatch.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I guess for me, it's a game mode disguised as a full-fledged game. Mm-hmm. That's what gets to me. It's like all these companies, like even Cliffy B was into this, they're making games based on a single mode. And it's like, where's the variety?
I don't know if you caught the little thing that they noticed that, well, they made a change. They changed 6-player multiplayer to 5-player. So it's now 5-on-5.
Yeah.
You know.
And by the way, like, I mean, we were complaining about like the whole Call of Duty when everyone was copying Call of Duty.
Yeah, not Call of Duty's fucking copying Battle Royale. That is pretty interesting, you know. By the way, T Gameplays, that's a new name. What's going on, brother? He goes, I like the idea of if Battle Royale with COD. Oh, okay, I like the idea of Battle Royale with Call of Duty smooth gameplay. Hopefully they nailed it.
And I'm not going to lie. That's because I hate Fortnite, the way they implemented that. I just can't get into it. But when Activision said that Call of Duty is going to have it, I'm like, I mean, there's a reason why they keep doing the Call of Duties and they keep selling. It's because the fucking mechanics are spot on.
Yeah.
So they have that going for them.
Yeah. So the whole thing is to see how they get this whole thing to work out.
Yeah.
And if it really is a battle royale. And they can really tweak this themselves. I mean, they can change it up. They can have, it's battle royale mode, but they can have different versions. They can have maybe set where you have three lives as opposed to just one life. You know, or maybe you can tweak it where you don't have vehicles. The last thing I need is for the other group to have a bunch of fucking helicopters and know where we spawn and just keep raining down rockets on us. You know, don't need that shit.
Yeah, but if it's battle royale, I think they're not going to have any respawns. I could be wrong, but if it's real battle royale,
it could be an option. It could be one of the modes.
I got you. Yeah. You could tweak it and shit.
Tweak it along. But like, you know what? I want to change this. Hey, I don't want vehicles. I don't want none of that shit. I just want, like, they keep bragging, boots on the ground. I want boots on the ground. I don't want a Jeep running up on me with a submachine gun. You know, I just want to go running gun and do that.
Daniel J says no single player campaign, that worries him. And G Megaforce wants to know, are they using the same engine? I'm assuming they are.
That's the thing. We don't know. We don't know what they're using.
Yeah, we don't really know.
For the multiplayer, that's all the same shit. Because that was a separate studio, you know, that was doing the multiplayer, and that's what we saw. That's all the same shit. For the Battle Royale, we don't know what engine they're running on. We definitely know it's going to need dedicated servers. And that's the thing. Yeah. All the other modes, I get like what the other guy from the chat was saying about, Battle Royale, it's just another mode. He's right. It's like Horde mode, like all the other ones. Thing is, it just requires a lot more behind the scenes power and construction because of the mass amount of people that you need in this map. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes. You know, PUBG looks so damn simple, but behind the scenes, that shit is fucking chaotic. You know, it's like a bunch of little lemmings running all over the place, doing all kinds of shit to get that shit to work. You know, so they're going to need those dedicated servers. So if they can overlay and put some real Call of Duty that's a fun experience on top of it, then it's could be okay. But I don't know if it's going to push, if it's going to get people all into it. It depends. We'll have to see. But right now, I wasn't impressed. The fact that they couldn't really show much, and they just like, oh, by the way, we got no campaign. They brushed it off. We knew that. But the fact that they just brushed it that way, just like a smack in the face, they could have just really focused on it.
Adam, one of the best-selling games this generation is Call of Duty World War II. And you're telling me they're going to release a Call of Duty with Battle Royale mode? This shit's going to sell like fucking hotcakes.
Yeah, it depends. Oh no, it's gonna. But
yeah,
that's
the game's gonna be a monster. Sell. This game's gonna be a monster.
Like I said, there's people that will just buy it because it's a Call of Duty. We saw that with Infinite,
and it's avoiding Red Dead Redemption 2. God damn, man,
they're gonna buy it. Is it gonna be good? Is it gonna have legs? That's the other question. Because Infinite does not have that. It did sell a lot, but no one's playing that shit. People just moved on. They're like, they were advertising this is gonna be the one with long legs. You know, and I think it's because of the Battle Royale.
By the way, I need to talk about that because they said like, this is going to be the Call of Duty you play for years. And I'm like, yeah. You mean until the next Call of Duty next year, right? Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
His little phrase and everything, that sentence and that structure that he said should have been attached to when they were going to do the Call of Duty multiplayer because that was their plan.
Yeah, you know they're going to have a new Call of Duty next year.
Of course. That's another studio doing
They're working on it right now.
Fuck out of here, man.
The reason why he said that is because the games that have the longest legs from all the Call of Duties other than Modern Warfare back in the day are the Black Ops games. Those are the ones that – I mean, I know people that still play Black Ops 3.
Man, you motherfuckers need to move on. Shit, there's other games out there.
It's people like the multiplayer.
Yeah, by the way, just a couple quick things. I do not want to talk about Call of Duty anymore. I'm fucking tired of it. T Gameplay says, do you guys think a map – I guess it's for you and Carlos, Adam. Do you guys think a map 1,500 times larger than Nuketown is big enough?
Depends. It depends with all the shit they're talking about throwing at us. Some people were speculating that maybe with the vehicles and planes, maybe those are just like score streaks, kill streaks, and they'll
for,
just
for the people who don't know what's so special about Nuketown.
Nuketown is the most famous multiplayer.
Yeah. Is it like super? Is it like an open world or something?
And it's a fucking. No, it's not an open world.
No, it's not open world. It was one of the most popular maps.
Then why is he asking if it's big enough? Then why is he asking us if it's big enough?
No, because it was a big map. It was a big map. It had space. But the thing is that we don't – if you want to see some big maps, play World War II. They have some huge maps in that one.
Yo, oh, what the fuck? I'm sorry, Adam. Straight says he's still playing Black Ops 1. Why? There's other games out there, bro.
What makes him happy? That's
makes
all.
No
that's
sense to me. Happy. Makes you know, no sense why, to me.
Hey, yeah, think about it. You say that, but there's a lot of people playing the old school Mario games. You know, why do they do that?
Yeah, those games are great, but come on, there's other shit out there, guys. There
you go. It's great. Well, some people have a different point of view what's great.
And yeah. Then again, there's still dudes playing Pac-Man, so what the fuck do I know?
There you go. You see? Pokemon, yeah. What? I don't get it.
Yeah, anyway, perfect segue, because I want to move on. I've tired of Call of Duty. Let's talk about these Nintendo leaks. Thanks to Kristen who bringing this to my attention. Carlos, since you saw the link first, what the fuck's going on with Nintendo now?
So
it's a cereal now.
It's a cereal. I have that cereal. Oh, I have a Mario cereal.
Let me look at this shit. Kirby something. Let me.
Yeah, so apparently, they're talking about sort of. What's going to be released for E3, like it's like the presentation for E3, and they have a whole bunch of like games, right, that's going to be shown. One of the big ones, and I don't know if this is real or not, one of the big ones is Super Smash Brothers for Switch. So okay. It says they're going to have a trailer, software demo, and tournament.
They've been talking about that for a while, yeah. They're saying that they're going to show that there.
And so... It says Bandai Namco on the right.
Yeah, you know that they developed the Super Smash Brothers for the DS, right?
I didn't know that.
Yes. So what they're probably doing is because, you know, I read a recent interview with Sakurai, and he's like, yeah, I'm not killing myself on this game. So I'm sure, because what happens with every single Super Smash Brothers is that whenever they would announce them, he'd get his team together, he'd get a bunch of, you know, his choice of who he wanted doing what, and then he would make the game. This time around, he's like, yeah, I'm not killing myself over this one. So yeah, what they're doing is they're giving it over to Namco Bandai, who developed a Smash Brothers game, and he's probably the overseeing director.
Hmm. Yeah, so this is what in the sheet. Super Smash Brothers, which is going to be the sort of the first big game, like official game. Punch Out, Become the Champion, Metroid Prime Renegade, Splatoon 2 expansion, Fire Emblem Memories, Fallout 3 Anniversary, Yoshi's Flipping Island, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. I don't know what the fuck that is. F-Zero SX, Fortnite, and Star Fox Lylat System. So all of these are sort of a combination of a trailer, and some of them are gameplay footage.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this is the lineup the lineup for the Nintendo presentation for E3 2018. And damn, that's a lot of fucking games.
Well, you know, if this is true, that's good for them.
Yeah, and there's a lot of these are new games. Not, I don't know, fucking Wii U ports, man.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we don't know about that Punch Out game. That could just be the Punch Out
game. they put a skin over arms.
Yeah, you know.
When there's something here about was a Star Fox Grand Prix. This is from Liam Robinson. He's a good guy on Twitter. He gets inside information on Nintendo. This is what he says about the game, Star Fox Grand Prix. The game is not like F-Zero. He's seen more complete version of the logo. The game is based on the Air Wing, which differentiates it from the F-Zero. He told the title Grand Star Fox Prix was tentative. The game is a mixture between classic Star Fox and racing. You shoot enemies to propel forward and get combos. You can shoot other players too. Each Grand Prix is three tracks with a boss fight where the boss comes onto the track. It has a big hub area where you can interact with the Star Fox characters. You pick up new missions at the hub. There's a story content as they go through. The game looks really, really good in motion. He also heard Retro was considering adding cameos like Donkey Kong. He also heard it was for a 2019 game, but wouldn't be surprised if it comes out this year. Okay, so be a Star Fox Racing game. Okay, sure.
I don't know. I've always wanted them to go back to their roots.
Like, you mean like real Star Fox, man? I want them ships to be made out of two polygons.
those polygons, man.
Keep it real. You know, Kristen says the theory is that they might be crossing over F-Zero and Star Fox. They need to bring F-Zero back. Fuck all this bullshit, you know?
F-Zero would be cool.
I was playing that the other day on my 3DS.
Falcon Punch!
Yeah, what's this other one? Again, I don't really care about what's going on with Nintendo, but I know some of you guys do. A Pokemon RPG. This is interesting. Like I've always said, if they release a Pokemon game, a proper new Pokemon game on Switch, that's going to sell you it more, you know? And it's also going to help it outsell Xbox next year.
Oh, shit.
Something about Kanto. I don't know.
I mean, the Smash is interesting. I mean, we discussed when we saw that trailer a couple of months back, where we're discussing whether it's a remaster or what it was, like a port or it was a new game. So we'll definitely see an E3. I'm hyped for it. I played Super Smash a lot back in the day, and a lot of people I know play that shit. So, it's something that I'm looking forward to. Fallout 3 anniversary though, that really?
They have Skyrim, so why not? You know?
Yeah, put out Fallout. Why not?
I thought it was gonna be that they would do like the game of the year for Fallout 4.
Yeah,
no, I don't think you could run Fallout 4 on Switch. To be honest,
that's a
Tony. Careful, Tony.
Man, yeah, don't do that again.
Man, I'm not on Twitter. Fuck those guys. You know? last year,
we're gonna get you, Tony.
We're gonna get you, man. They're gonna come out with lobsters, right? It looks like the new Pokemon. They're gonna do a remake. Hold on, let me read this last paragraph here. Last year, Eurogamer. Okay, this is coming from Eurogamer. Last year, I heard from sources familiar with the project that the game would indeed be set in Kanto and be a sort of remake of Pokemon Yellow. The visuals would be familiar and reflect the project's origins as a higher resolution version of a 3DS game, Sun and Moon. I was told before development took a different turn. Okay. Interesting.
So essentially they're using whatever they have to make this new game.
Well, no, the thing is, originally that was supposed to be it, but it looks like they're not going to do that. They may start from scratch, I guess.
No, they don't need to start totally from scratch. I mean, the thing is that
I'm just reading this now. It is similar to a 3DS game. Okay.
Yeah. So what they're going to do is they're going to have higher resolution elements. They've essentially modeled every single Pokemon that has ever existed already. So all they need to redo is reuse a lot of those old assets and then make a new game around it.
This is interesting. So they're trying to make a Pokemon Go like game for Switch. Okay.
Well, you know, it's portable.
Yeah, that is true. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, we know Chris is hyped up for Metroid.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I kind of wish Chris was here to break it down. I don't care. I'm sorry, I don't care, you know? But I don't know, whatever. We'll see.
I mean, it's a lot of games, and if a lot of these are true, remember we were asking, what are they going to have? Well, now we kind of know what they're going to have.
Yeah, more than Microsoft, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of these games that are, like, just reading off of them, Smash Brothers, Star Fox, Metroid, Yoshi's Flipping Island.
Yeah, they sound like wish list games. Like, yo, man, wouldn't it be hot if they had this shit?
Yeah, they sound like games that I'm going to buy, probably.
Yeah, they do sound like wish list games. I mean, I can't say anything against any of that stuff. It's like, all right, it's the usual suspects, as they say, right?
Yeah, and you know what? That works for Nintendo, so we can't give them shit.
No, that works for Nintendo. You know how they do it, whereas like they semi remake a bunch of their old catalog, and then they throw they sparse a
couple new ones, you know,
a couple of new ones like ARMS or some other game, you know.
By the way. And I mean, this is a leak. We don't know if it's legit or not. Mm-hmm. we might have to rename our Throwdown E3 predictions show into the Throwdown E3 recap show, because we already know everything that's coming out for that show.
Well, this is why we save our reactions until like, or predictions until the last minute, because everything gets fucking leaked. You know, it's crazy, man, because dudes are already doing their shows. It's like, yo, what are our predictions? I'm like, you're really stupid. Yeah, it's like, you're really stupid. And we wait till the last minute. Like, basically, like, you know, E3 starts on Monday, right? We do our show on Thursday, you know? Even that is a little too, like, far as I'm concerned, you know?
Yeah, because we got the Nintendo stuff. Sony pretty much told us what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Microsoft, there was that one leak. We still don't know what the hell is, like, if that was true or not. So like, even Microsoft is going to leak regardless.
Oh, yeah. Like, you already know, son. You already know. Yeah. It's all bad. All right, man, let's move on. Tired of Nintendo.
You get tired of a lot of things, Tony.
By the way, I'm real with you guys, man. I'm real with you guys. Most of the stories that we have today, I chose because I knew you guys want to hear about them. But I'm personally not invested in them. A lot of these, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And this next one is another example. Rage 2 is a thing now. This was another game. It got leaked with a bunch of others, like Splinter Cell and shit. But the point is, like, Bethesda, they came out and said, yeah, it's real. It's real. We're going to have the reveal. So they revealed it. I didn't care about the first Rage. This one looks like more of the same. I'm probably completely wrong about that. But that just shows you how little I care about this.
It's interesting that they're making a sequel to Rage, because I don't remember Rage even doing very well.
Nobody liked that. They liked the way it looked. It looked nice, but it's like,
it was like Mad Max.
I think it sold over a million for each platform.
Okay, so it did well, I guess.
I had it. It was fun.
Did you get the Rage?
You do get a Rage. I even like the phone version. They had a phone game, and that was pretty cool too. It was on rails, but it was fun.
I don't know, man. Like Rage to me, I'm probably completely wrong. Rage seems like Borderlands without the outlines on the characters.
It was more. I'm telling you, it really felt like a Mad Max game. Like they were like, you know, we don't have rights to Mad Max, but we're gonna make one a game like that in this world, because that's what it felt like. You were in that world. You had the Doom buggies, large open spaces. Everything was run around, sort of like the Borderlands, like you said, had that feel also, but it just felt a lot like Mad Max. And it's funny because now Avalanche is working on it, and those are the guys that did Mad Max. So there we go.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people actually get hyped about this game because of the fact that Avalanche, because Avalanche, they did Just Cause.
It's gonna they be, did the Just Cause.
Yeah, they did Just Cause, so people are expecting that type of mayhem in this game, which I guess if you're like a Mad Max game, you kind of want to go crazy. So that makes sense, you know?
The gameplay trailer looked really cool. I was like really intrigued by it.
Really?
Like,
what did you see? I'm not trying to be cynical and asshole, because I saw it. I'm like, what did you get out of it? Again, just because, am I missing something here? Because what did you get out of it?
It looked, so, I mean, obviously the first thing you see is the graphics look pretty good. It just looks like mayhem. I don't know. That giant thing that was like running around. I'm like, oh damn. I wonder if you get to take that thing off. Like it looks, I don't know. Visually, it looks really pleasing. Everything about that game. I don't know about the mechanics. I don't know if it has anything other, like any other mechanics running around with the game. I don't know about the story, or we know it's an open world. So I don't know, because the whole Borderlands tie-in, it's kind of, that's what Borderlands does, but I don't know. It looks good. I'm intrigued. I'm not God of War hyped. Like, remember when we saw that God of War leak, we were hyped as fuck. We're like, this is going to be the greatest game this fucking generation. And we were right. But anyways, this game looks good. I mean, we'll see more stuff.
You're like, yo, man, you ain't excited for nothing? all this grayness.
Oh, Tony, you're muted.
Damn it. How long was I talking muted?
I hear him.
You hear me. Whatever. They don't need to hear me. Basically, nothing's getting my attention these days. Games, I don't care. Don't care.
Yo, and man, you need some vitamin D.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if it's the weather. You know, by the way, just quick little stupid story. This is how bad it was today. It's May. It's supposedly 72 degrees outside. It was freezing in my apartment. You know what I did? Because I couldn't feel my fingers. I turned the hot water on, filled a bucket, and just dumped my hand in there. I got them mad fucking red, but they still feel good, you know?
It feels good. Yeah.
By the way, Twitch didn't have me muted. I had my dumbass muted. Hear me. I keep forgetting to hit the shit, you know? Because I did have it set up where, like, OBS would cut my mic off if I'm not talking. That algorithm does not work very well, so I had to turn that shit off, you know?
No, don't bother with any of that stuff.
You know, so anyway, Rage 2, don't care. Deadpool 2, don't care. Han Solo, I really don't fucking care, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sorry to talk about that stuff. Yeah, I'm not that interested in the Han Solo thing.
Yeah,
it doesn't look.
Hey, Christian, I'm coming over if it's hot. I'll do sign language with Chris.
How about we send you some of our cold weather, and then you say this a little bit of your hot weather, and we just even it out.
Yeah, man, I got thermal socks on in fucking May. What is this shit, man? Freezing my ass off.
It's been raining like every single day. It's like
sounds good right now.
Yeah. It's essentially April showers in May.
Yeah, Brian sent us his weather, the English weather. But anyway, Rage 2, anybody else got anything to say about this?
You know, it's a weird thing. I just still think it's odd that they're deciding to make a sequel of this, you know, to this game. I mean, it didn't seem like it, you know, at least, you know, from the numbers, it did so well. But it's like, no, I don't think anybody really gave that much of a hell of it.
But you know? To be fair, though, it is good that it is getting a sequel, because we've seen too many times if a game just doesn't do well, it just gets killed automatically. So it's good it's getting another lease on life, you know?
I mean, it gives them another chance to try to improve. And, you know, now I'm sure the tech, you know, if they're using the same tech that they did in the original one, which was those mega textures things.
Yeah, mega tech. Right? I think they're doing it again. My question is John Carmack going to be hyping this one up like he did the last one, you know?
Well, I mean, he's not working at it anymore, really.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's just a mascot?
He has his own company. Remember, he was doing Oculus Rift's junk.
Oh, shit.
He showed up on the Microsoft stage talking about some Oculus Rift things that he was doing.
The Oculon Rift?
Yeah, so... Oculus.
People think that Rage 2 didn't deserve... Rage didn't deserve a sequel. It was more deserving than Neck. I'll tell you that much.
It was more deserving than a lot of games. I get one game, you know, like Sea of Thieves, you know?
Oh, shit.
Nobody need to play that shit. Brett was here, man. All right, let's move on. Let's move to some happier news, man. By the way, Carlos, was it you that said this? I think you said... Actually, I think I just blew up your spot. Oh, well, fuck it.
I've said a lot of things in life, man.
So, Carlos, I'm blowing up your spot right now. I don't give a fuck. Carlos said before the show that he thinks that the reason Xbox or Microsoft dropped the Xbox Adaptive Controller news the same day as the review embargo lifted for State of Decay is so there'll be actually some good news from the Xbox camp. You know,
because
no one's gonna shit on this controller. This is fucking cool. You know,
yeah. I was thinking really cynically. I'm like, they announced the controller really like I think it was late. Last night?
Yeah.
It got leaked last week.
Thank you, Adam. Let's back it up a little bit. So the controller actually got leaked earlier this week, right? And it looked pretty legit. And then at 3 a.m. today, which is 12, right? Pacific, it got announced because apparently, and I just didn't know about this, today was like disability awareness day or something like that, so it was kind of coinciding with that.
I guess that answers my question. It makes sense they would announce it today. I was thinking, why would they announce this like the same day where like State of Decay is getting all the review scores? I'm like, oh, maybe they want good press, but no, obviously I'm like, see, if the day is today, then it makes perfect sense.
Perfect way to, and it also makes sense why they would announce it at like, you know, 3 a.m., you know, for us in the East Coast. But anyway, this breakdown of controls, so actually backing up a little bit again, basically, you know, even though like the I don't have a controller with me, even though the modern controller, right, is a great design, pretty much universal design, there's some people out there that can't use them for whatever reason. They have limited mobility or whatever, right? And, mm-hmm. you know, we've seen this shit throughout the years where basically these people, you know, they either do it themselves or they have somebody make them custom controllers, right? And let's just be honest, as great as these things are, it could get pretty pricey because it's, you know, specially made for different people, right?
Oh, yeah, so, because different people have different types of disabilities, you know. Not, you know, somebody may not have, is missing a finger, or somebody may be missing a whole arm.
Yeah. So this thing, because, you know, the price, let's just get it up front. It is $100. That is actually a lot cheaper than a lot of these do-it-yourself controls. So that is really good. Yeah. And I also appreciate the fact you got, you know, as much grief as we give Microsoft and Xbox, you have to give them the props for being, correct me if I'm wrong here, the first, like, official publisher, like, out of Sony and Nintendo, whatever, that made a controller specifically for people with physical disabilities. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
You would Nintendo do one? Years and years ago, Nintendo did one.
Did one? Again, I could be completely wrong about this, but at least in the modern age, they're the first ones out of the gate to do it. So it's really good. And the controller itself, it basically has two big buttons on it, and you can program it to do what you want. But best of all, let's say, for example, you have been doing it yourself, right? You could actually attach things to this that you've already previously bought, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, because some people, like, for example, like, I know there's this one guy, he, like, uses, like, his mouth to play. So let's say he wants to use this. He could attach that to this controller and play like that. It's compatible with the Elite controller. It's super customizable, not only with the hardware, but with the software, you know? So, yeah, that's really fucking good. Again, we get a lot of negativity coming out of, you know, Xbox or Microsoft. Very happy they're doing this, you know, and hopefully, actually, you know what's going to happen next. Other companies, you know they're going to jump on board.
They're going to follow suit.
They're going to do their own thing.
I'm surprised Sony
hasn't. Very surprised.
Because, you know, because of Shohei Yoshida's, I think one of his family members is disabled. And, you know, you would think that he would probably have pushed for something like that. But
it's all about money.
All about money. But you know what? Seeing that the competition is doing this, maybe it means that now that, you know, they'll start actively thinking about it. Maybe somebody like Nintendo will start thinking about it too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You know you're doing something right when, or you know Microsoft did something right when they announced a new controller and everyone liked it.
That's right. T Gameplay says, is the controller universal or locked to Microsoft? Right now, as far as we know, it is only for Xbox One and Windows 10 PC games.
And also, they were working with Able Gamer.
Yeah, they worked with a bunch of...
So it's not like they just came up with this out of the blue. They had that group come in and say, hey, what is it that you guys are working with? What is it that you need? And how can we incorporate this?
Yeah.
You know, because I heard it has like all these different attachments. There's one that you could attach to breathe in it. There's another one that can just do clicks. Then they have the feet attachment and stuff.
Yeah. Hold on. Because I wrote about the story today, but it didn't go live yet. But let me read it to you guys. I'm going to read myself. Because it wasn't just the Able Gamers. It was a bunch of companies. So Microsoft didn't do this shit in a vacuum, which is good, you know. So they got... Let me see. Hold on, because there's a bunch of stuff here. They even have third-party like companies helping them out. PDP's one-handed joystick for Xbox. Logitech's Extreme 3D Pro joystick. And QuadSticks gaming controller, they're all compatible with this, you know. The companies that they helped them were the Able Gamers Charity, Cerebral Palsy Foundation, Craig Hospital, Special Effect, and Warfighter Engage. Warfighter, they've been making these controllers for years, you know. So it's good that they got them on board, you know. I do have an interesting question because it just needs to be asked, right? Do you think this is going to put some of those DIY guys out of business?
Well, I mean, I don't think it'll put them out of business for one reason. I think they can use that to help them design.
Oh, they can improve on it.
They can improve on the design.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's say, you know, this thing costs $100, but my man could make you one for like $180. Which one are you going to buy? You're going to buy the cheaper one, you know, unless the $180 one is better suited to your needs, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If they're using, let's say they decide to use a very similar format, you know, like let's say that they could not, you know, just make a standard for those sorts of controllers. I definitely think that because there is a standard, then it'll become a little bit cheaper. So essentially things are kind of semi-riffs off of the last thing. you know?
Yeah. I think somebody's saying some profanity in the Twitch comment.
Hmm.
So, Barry or Kristen, you know what you got to do. I'm not going to read that username. Yeah, man. Come on. We're actually talking about something serious, something pretty cool. Some fucking idiot comes in with some bullshit.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Because
yeah.
Because some people can't have nice things, right?
Yeah.
But
I can't confirm this, by the way, but I heard that some ponies were talking shit on the controllers. Like, you guys are really low, man, if you're doing that shit.
What I want to know is how they're going to advertise it.
Yeah,
you know, that's a good question. Like, for commercials and stuff, obviously they're going to try to sell it. Like, how do you do that? Or are they going to go a different approach and they're just going to attract, like Able Gamer or other organizations that work with people with disabilities, you know, and say, hey, listen, this is it. Because think about it, this could probably even be linked with, like, insurance companies. You know, because this could be something that, like, to improve their life. You know, it's like, hey, they can't use their arms stuff, but that's something that they could help. It helps improve. I mean, we see it with all kinds of other peripherals for things, you know, remote controls for TVs and stuff. And you could write that off, the insurance will cover it. So who knows? They might cover some of this too.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Daniel J asked, could they, you know, people who make these DIY controllers sue for copyright infringement? I don't think so, because Microsoft's doing anything.
Only if they're using the same design.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you so see like, I mean,
one that looks just like this, you know, with just different colors.
Just like also how Microsoft can also sue them for taking their design.
Yeah. Exactly. As long as the design's different, they can't get sued. You know? T Gameplay says, I may buy one just to support Microsoft on this one. Yeah, man. We're supporting for sure, man. Yeah,
hey, this could be a whole other way to play. If you could play with your feet and be like, yo, I'm multitasking. Eat a bowl of cereal, play some gameplay Gears, multiplayer with your feet. What?
Yo, could you imagine, like, if, like, you could become, like, a pro expert with these controls? Like, yo, this shit's better than a controller, son.
I'm telling you, someone's going to do it. Because, I mean, I talked about before, there is a YouTuber who plays, I think it was on PS4, with his feet. He plays a controller legit, like, the DualShock. He can do all the buttons, he can do everything just with his feet. You know, and he can use his arms. It's just his preference.
Yeah, hey, man, why not? If it works for you, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
If it works for you, shit. You know, kudos to Microsoft. I think we're going to see more at E3 again. So be on the lookout for that. And it's going to be available later this year. I don't know when, but it said it's going to be available later this year. So be on the lookout for that. All right. And we're going to end the show on a little bit of a downer note, but it's a note that we're not surprised by. So it has been announced that Sony or whoever makes these things will not be we're not going to see any more Vita cartridges in the West. It's over.
I'm surprised because, remember, didn't GameStop stop selling those?
Yeah, they did stop selling them.
They stopped carrying them? I remember that because they were like, oh, where are they? No, it's all digital. We can sell you codes. But yeah. No, we don't.
Now they're not. Yeah, now they're not actually printing up games. Now, here's the question I have. They're still doing them. They're still probably doing them in Japan. But here's the other question I have. Does this affect companies like Limited Run Games, who've made a pretty big business off of short print Vita games? Or do they use another company to print them?
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
But the difficulty was those cards. Remember, it was proprietary.
Mm-hmm.
That was the pain in the ass. So if they can work out a deal with Sony on it and say, hey, can we keep making these? We'll do it our own.
It's not like they're printing millions of them. You know, they're
they only do a limited run.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But man, there were so many things that killed off the Vita, and I think it had to do a lot with the memory card. Remember?
Those overpriced bullshit. Yeah, man. Fuck.
Especially when it became a download machine. So it's like, shit, make it just accessible.
They tried to recoup their cost by giving it this weird proprietary thing.
Just dumb. If they did the redesign, remember the Borderlands 2 one, and they did that whole launch with the redesign one. If they would have said, "Hey, put any fucking micro SD card in there," people would have been putting, you know, 150, mm-hmm. 250 gigs. You know, fill it up. It would have saved it. But I think it would have saved it because more people would have been like, "Yeah, I can afford this. I'm just downloading all the games."
And especially seeing how much a normal SD, you know, flash card for, you know, that you can buy at the store. Yeah. Those things are pretty cheap now. You can get a really big one for not a lot of money. So why don't you let people just stick whatever the hell they want in there for memory?
Fucking, it killed me when I paid $100 for a 64 gig. That killed me. I was like, fuck, why am I doing this?
Yeah, exactly.
And why? I got mine on sale for $80. Like, fuck, man.
And when did you do that, though? Did you do it around at launch? Or?
No, 2 years ago.
2 years. Yeah. See, that's the thing. I didn't mind at launch. I was like, I want the biggest card for this. I'm like, $100 for a 64 gig? Are you kidding me?
It's fucking insane.
I just bought 128 for my 3DS, and that was $40.
Yeah, yeah. That memory card, I honestly believe that's the thing that really killed the Vita. I really believe that.
So,
the
Vita Sony is fucking great. Sony has this little stupid thing where they have to always throw a monkey wrench into their own shit. You know, it's like, oh hey, we have a PSP with the UMD. All right, what is this UMD thing?
You know? Yeah, that was weird too. Like, why? You know, but yeah,
it's like because we have this mini disc technology, we're not doing anything with. So yeah, let's use that.
So dumb. But at least the PSP did well, mostly because you could hack the fuck out of it. And also, that's the reason why they have proprietary memory cards for Vita, because they try to curb that shit. You know, the piracy, but it bit them in the ass. You know,
it kind of backfired. Here's the thing, like, you know, I definitely understand that having to deal with the piracy side of things, but at some point, it's like, okay, as long as you're selling systems, right? Isn't that what can bump the amount of PlayStation portables that got sold? Because a lot of people started buying them because they figured out they could change it and mod it around.
Yeah. Interesting thing about the Vita, right?
Yeah, you can do it now.
Yeah, the Vita actually got a second lease on life with the PlayStation 4, believe it or not.
Yeah. Because of all the remote play stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people don't remember that, but that actually did give it a second lease on life.
And then they realized it didn't work 100%. Damn, I wish it did.
It works most of the time.
You were the only person, Manny, that did it all the time. It always worked for Manny.
It always worked for me.
Yeah.
Because the thing is it definitely doesn't work if you're trying to run it from across the country. But if you're in the same network, yeah, it runs. It runs fine.
Yeah. By the way, Mighty Nerd is asking us what we thought about the Halo game that they talked about during today's Microsoft presentation.
The arcade game.
What? Like, I know about the arcade game. What Microsoft presentation? I didn't know about that. I was busy working today, people. But yeah, that is pretty funny, isn't it? It's like they're making a Halo arcade game. Come into your local Dave and Buster's. You know?
I mean, that's the way the Dave and Buster's does it now. They don't make any... You know, because they don't make a lot of arcade games anymore. They're licensed arcade games. So you'll find a Mario game in there. You'll find all kinds of other new games that are developed by, you know, some of the bigger companies in there, like a Halo game, a Mario game, stuff like that.
I went to Dave and Buster's one time. That place fucking sucks, man. They charge you for everything.
It's kind of a dive.
You know? Yeah. It's like entrance fee. Then you got to pay to play the game. Then you have to pay for the game.
I used to go to the one on 42nd Street.
That's the one I went to. That's the one.
You have to go on certain nights, dead nights. You can't go on a weekend. You got to go on a Wednesday where they have like a special $25 and then you get like a $30 pass to play games and stuff. So you get food and everything. You get like a burger sandwich, a beer, and
they try to
get you there. You can't go on a weekend though.
Yeah, no, yeah, because it was my boy's birthday. It was a group of us. It was like 10 or 12 of us. It was a Friday.
He should have had a group deal. They do party shits.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Let's go, guys.
Yeah, let's go to David Buster's and play some Halo, man.
I like Barcade a bit better.
Barcade is cool.
Yeah. Apparently this was Barcade is I went there last week actually. What I like about each Barcade, it has different drinks and food in there. And of course different arcade games. The presentation was Inside Xbox. Is that the thing we talked about last month?
I have one every month, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that Larry hosts, right?
Yeah. Doesn't he do that every week, though? Like, on Xbox?
He does. He does an Inside Xbox every week.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, it's every week, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, him and, what's it, the X?
They have, but they have, no, they have that, no, wait. You're Jeff talking Rubenstein. About something else. They have a special show now that they do. It's not the Inside Xbox.
Yeah, that's what that, that's what that
like a big, panel.
Yeah, that was that one, that crazy set that he showed on his
Yeah, what you're talking about, Jeff Rubenstein from PlayStation? You know,
yeah, he I think he's part of that show too.
Yeah, And again, people, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, this is why they don't shit on each other, because you never know when you're going to end up on the other side. You know?
Oh, yeah. Major Nelson's going to end up. Imagine Major Nelson in PlayStation.
Yo, imagine that Don Matrick at PlayStation. Oh, my God. It would
be very hard because he really is the face. He really, people don't understand, man. Major Nelson's been doing this shit forever. He was doing the podcast when he wasn't even paid to do the podcast. His side piece.
He out of all the people that are there, and he's been there like a lot longer than the people controlling the Xbox division. Oh, yeah. He's always been on the Xbox Live part of it.
Yep.
What do you mean they played a live action State of Decay? So who else watched this show?
I did not watch it. I was busy writing, so I
was like buried. So I have no idea.
I watched the Call of Duty stuff and Call work. Call of Duty. And Call of Duty. Yeah, but that's we don't even watch any of those inside Xboxes anyways.
Don't care. I don't give a fuck. You know.
I mean, if anything big comes out of it, we'll talk about it. But obviously, this wasn't a big deal. So yeah.
Yeah, come on, Jose, don't say that. Major Nelson's cool, man.
Yeah, yeah,
he's cool, man.
He's good people, man.
Yeah, like, you know, like he's approachable, like, executive. He's
very approachable. Like,
you remember when we met him at E3? Yeah, that guy's cool, man.
Yeah, and I brought my own experience where one time I just sent him, he said they were having a Pac-Man tournament going on at the Supper Club down on 42nd. And I sent him a message. I was like, in an email, I was like, man, that would be awesome. I'd love to go and compete. He's like, poof, I put you on the list. You're there.
Damn, son.
Just like that. I was like, fucking awesome. Sure enough, I went. I was on the list.
How'd you get in contact with him?
I just emailed him. It was Major Nelson at Xbox.com. That was it.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
That's all I did. I just emailed him. I was like, you know what? That'd be awesome to go to. You know, whenever they come in, how do I get on this list? How do I get part of it? And he's like, you're on it. Go.
Yeah, but yo, Daniel J is a slick dude, man. He gave us another super chat with a question. You know, this is interesting.
And one other thing.
Yeah, and one more thing. Okay, did you guys hear about how Microsoft was running a sweepstakes for God of War on Mixer? I did not hear that. Very interesting, as Richard Bailey would say.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I don't really have anything more. I legit did not know, but I appreciate the super chat.
I think the thing is, here is the thing. Like, Mixer is not a only
Mixer.
Even though it's owned by Microsoft, it's not totally Xbox-centric.
Yeah, it's not an Xbox only. Yeah, they're trying to make it like a multi-platform. It's just another service. You have Twitch, and you have YouTube, and they want you to have this shit.
By the way, hi, everybody on Mixer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody watching us on that shit. You know? Oh, God.
There's somebody streaming us on it before, remember?
Yeah. Sometimes Deathstrike hosts us. You know, sometimes Cicero shows up in there, but ain't nobody watching us on that shit. The only time they did watch it was when we were streaming Shadow Colossus. They're probably like, yo, they got a PlayStation game in this bitch. <You know>? Oh, man. All right. We're about to wrap it up anyway, but I guess I can tell you this. So what I was working on today, I was doing my favorite thing of all time, transcribing. I fucking hate transcribing. It's the worst. I'm like, yo, why can't I just play the audio and the fucking computer does it for me? But it's not the future yet. So I was transcribing an interview I did with the narrative director of The Crew 2. So look out for that. Yes, The Crew 2. So look out for that tomorrow morning over on geek.com. Really cool interview. I will tell you the best part of it, because I asked them flat out, I'm like, hey, what inspired this game? The reason I asked them that is because
money.
I'm like, yeah, no. Because I'm like, yo, because Grand Theft Auto has a mode just like this. And he's like, they took that from us. So there you go. That was the little nugget I got from him. You know, he's like, we showed our game off at E3 first. Then they had Transform Races. They took that shit from us. You know,
so Grand Theft Auto took Battle Royale and Transform Racing.
Yeah, man. By the way, a couple weeks ago, when I did one of those Tony's takes, when I was in Times Square, not Times Square, fucking by the Flatiron Building. That's what I was hinting at. That's what the guy told me. You know, he was like, "Yeah, they took that shit from us." Yeah, Rockstar will steal shit. They say, "Oh no, we're not gonna do Battle Royale."
They're going to call it something else.
You already did Battle Royale, kind of.
Did Battle Royale. They just didn't call it Battle Royale, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Twitch app acting. Twitch is always on some bullshit, man. Even though I lowered the bit rates and shit.
No, his Twitch. It says his Twitch app is acting. So maybe.
Okay your maybe Twitch
it's
app.
Just on his side.
Okay. Crazy, man. All right. So let's wrap this bitch up here. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
Yo, man, I am 48. I mean, excuse me, 38 years old.
Shit. Yo, I'm like, yo, you're older than me.
I'm older than everybody.
I taught you how to walk. How the hell did you surpass me?
I surpassed you now. Yeah. So, yeah.
Happy belated birthday, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
How's that Dragon's Crown, motherfucker?
Dude, I haven't. It's sitting on my coffee table. I'm waiting. Nice. I'm waiting to put it in, but yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Carlos Romero.
Yo, man. Steins Gate Zero. God damn. You guys need to be watching that shit.
And Adam Vale.
Yo, have a good weekend. See you guys tomorrow. WrestleCast, another 18-hour special. Oh, and we'll probably talk about some of the game news actually in it because WWE announced 2K19. Nobody want that shit. I'll tell you why.
All right, man. We'll see you on – actually, a little bit of a change of plans here. So, okay, actually, this is a little bit kind of shitty story. Riku will not be streaming for you guys this weekend because unfortunately his cousin passed away. He has to attend the funeral, right? So we're going to change things up. The Tony Tries that was supposed to happen this week is going to happen tomorrow night instead. Carlos and I are going to be playing Smite. So get ready for that, man. But yeah, condolences to Riku, his family, and all that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, man.
But
they
I
think they have a GoFundMe, which the Throwdown account has linked to. So if you want to, you know, help out his family with anything, you can head over to our Throwdown Show on Twitter and just click the link and if you want to leave a donation or something.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Riku will be back when he's back and stuff, but just be aware he's not going to be available because of circumstances. But Carlos and I will be there streaming for you guys, man. So yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night, probably Saturday. We'll see what happens. Definitely Sunday, so we'll see you, man. Peace out.
Later, guys.
Later.